Good morning, and welcome to the Sunday School lesson. Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 45 Church Street, Piedmont Tunnel Springs, Alabama, 364-751-251-564-2171. The church where everybody is somebody and Christ is the head. Reverend William Oliver is our pastor, Sister Joyce Oliver, the First Lady. Our clerk is Miss Lisa Stalwart. Sunday School is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m., and like all churches during the pandemic and COVID-19 virus, we're being broadcast on the internet via Facebook and other media outlets. Worship service every second, fourth, and fifth Sunday at 8:30 a.m. in the morning, and being brought to you by Reverend Brother Corey Robinson. I'm speaking and keeping my pastor already, but anyway, thank you all for joining us today. September the 13th, this will be lesson number 2, Obedient Love, Devotional Reading. We come from 1 Peter 5, 5b through 11. The background scripture, we come from Genesis, the 41st chapter, 14 through the 57th verse. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dreams of Pharaoh is one. God has showed forward Pharaoh what he is about to do. Joseph interprets of dreams. Remember, he was put in the well, and he hired his brothers and put him in the well and tried to kill him and decided not to kill him and put him in the well and sold him off. Anyway, God is still good. Joseph, down in Egypt, finna turn a nation, making a nation. Seven good kinds of 7 years, and the seven good years are 7 years, the dream. Joseph interpreting the dreams to Pharaoh. And the seventh thin ear favorite kin, and then came up there 7 years, and the seven empty ears blessed with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh, what God is about to do, he shall show it unto Pharaoh. Joseph interpreting his dreams, Joseph interpreting Pharaoh's dream to him. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. Talking about what's going to be taking place in Egypt. All right, let us continue here on House of Reckon Gospel. Verse number 30, and shall arise about 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine followed, for it shall be very grievous. Very bad time, famine in the land. And for that dream was double unto Pharaoh twice, it became the thing and is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. The key verse for today's lesson. Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto the word shall all my people be ruled. Only in throne will I be greater than thee. Genesis, the 41st chapter, verse 39 through 40. Oh, obedient love. Obedient love is our subject today. And Pharaoh is rewarding Joseph for interpreting his dreams. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise and set him over the land of Egypt. Guess who that man was? That man was Joseph. Joseph, the seed for a nation planted down in Egypt, put down in a pit by his brothers because his enviousness of his brothers, because the father favored Joseph and made him a coat of all them colors. Remember last week's lesson. Let's go to verse 37. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servant. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such one as this is a man in whom the spirit of God is? Look at that. Even Pharaoh see God in Joseph. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God has showed this all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to all thou shalt be, all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Joseph were born, and unto Joseph were born 2 sons before the years of famine came, which Senep and the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the one of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said he had made me forget all my toils and all my father's house. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God had caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Make sure you remember these two words, M-A-N-A-S-S-E-H, Manasseh, and the word Ephraim, E-P-H-R-A-I-M. Powerful words, powerful words. We are in the love for one another unit, struggling with love. The lesson aims at participating in this lesson. Each learner will be able to describe how God blessed Joseph in his different circumstances, identify other situations in which God made himself known through the faithfulness of his people in their tribulation, write a prayer thanking God for his care during an especially trying time. Look at that. Look at that. Immigrants face a host of difficulties when settling into new countries. Look at America, what's going on in America. Cultural indifference can be the biggest hurdle to bring acceptance to a community, a neighborhood, or co-workers. Some immigrants do not invest the time or resource necessary to adopt the culture more of their new country. Sometimes it's not be about lack of time or resources, but about lack of desire. Fitting in which cultural expectations of the new country may threaten the ordinary identity that a person has come to cherish. Fear of losing their identity can be isolating. Oneself identifying is threatening. It's by rejection the religion of the immigrant's country of origin. When a particular religion or faith expression has been integrated into personal identity for decades, then challenges to the religion or expression may result in an identity crisis. Today's lesson featured a man faced a similar challenge. Joseph, sold into slavery in Egypt, adopted various facets of Egypt culture in his own while being most resistant to changing his one God worldview. Known as monotheism, Joseph monotheism. Joseph looked, acted, and spoke like an Egyptian most of the time, but he did not lose his sense of dependence on God in a pagan culture. Whether in prison or in power, Joseph remained God's man, obedient, faithful, and willing to give God the credit. How about you? Are you willing to give God the credit today in 2020? Are you willing to give God the credit in the year 2020? God is still in control. God is still in control. All right, disturbing dreams. Remember, Joseph could interpret dreams. Remember when his childhood and how his brothers got angry when he talked about how his sheaves would bow down to their sheaves? All right, how their sheaves would bow down to his sheaves. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dreams of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. Look at that. The seven God kind of 7 years and 7 good years, talking about the ears of corn, showing exactly what they mean. And the seventh end, what that mean. This is the things which I have spoken unto Pharaoh, what God is about to do, showed unto Pharaoh. Interpreting the dream, Joseph interpreting Pharaoh's dream. Joseph interpreting Pharaoh's dream. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Israel. Oh, look at that. And there shall arise after then 7 years of famine. 7 years of good, 7 years of famine. And plenty shall not be known in the land, a reason for the famine following it, for it shall be very grievous. It's going to be so bad, they can forget about the good time. How about that? Have things got so bad with you in your life, you forgot about the good time? That does happen. It will happen. It will happen. It happened in my life, and it happened in your life. It will happen. Look at verse 31. And verse 32, rather, and for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It became the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Oh, look at that. Joseph interpreted the dream, and it will come to pass. It will come to pass. Let's look at Pharaoh's favor. All right, let's look at verse number 33 first. Advice. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise and set him over the land of Egypt. Oh, man. Oh, he set Joseph over everything that he had except the king. He was still king. And let Joseph run everything else. Knowing that the dream meant was vital importance. However, that knowledge was worthless without a plan to use the information appropriately. How about you? How about you? Are you using the information appropriately which God is telling you? Thus, Joseph took the initiative in making the suggestion we see here. Joseph further suggested a plan for appointing a man to put onto action. A plan to put it into action. Look at that. When Joseph interpreted the dream and told it to Pharaoh, Pharaoh put a plan into action. How about that? What about you as a leader in your section? Whatever you're doing, are you putting in the plan, the vision that has been showed to you by God? Put it into action. Praising Joseph, Pharaoh's favor. Look out, favor is one thing, but favor comes in a very special way. Pharaoh's favor to Joseph. There's good favor and there's bad favor. As favor without the guidance of God. That's what happens when parents favor children in the family. Remember how Joseph was favored by his father, and then the mother favored the other brother. That's how favoritism starts, but not in the right way. It needed to be started in the way God wanted it to be done. Okay. And Pharaoh said unto the servants, can we find such one, this man, as whom the Spirit of God is? Look at that. Pharaoh's words here do not necessarily reflect faith in God. Compare acknowledgement of the Spirit of the Holy God in Daniel 4:18 and 5:11. There is no indication that the renounced other gods can believe in the one true God. Small God. We can make gods out of all kinds of stuff, but God is the only God, the capital letter God. All right. He simply acknowledged that the deity of desire, since the Hebrews can be translated plural, who sent the dream, also sent the interpretation to the man, his choosing. Look how God was using Joseph to tell information to Pharaoh so Pharaoh could do things in his land for his people. This is via through the Holy Spirit that was in Joseph. Joseph was able to interpret those dreams and tell Pharaoh what to do in the time of famine and in the time of plenty, and what to do, what to store up, and how to get ready for it. And Pharaoh took that plan to heart and went ahead and did what was told. Pharaoh would likely expect that if Egyptian God sent a dream, that the same deity would be the one who withheld interpretation. All right, listen. Something you need to understand. Pharaohs in that land, Egypt, they had gods for everything. But Joseph had one God, the Creator God, God the Father, the God of Trinity, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God made everything. God made Egypt, God made Pharaoh, God made the land, God made everything. This is who Joseph's gods were. But Pharaoh's had all kinds of gods, and there was no strength or soundness in the deity of those gods. All right. Promoting Joseph. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou. Look at that. Even Pharaoh saw that. We're repeating ourselves, but even Pharaoh saw that. No one else has Joseph divinely given insight. The God who had sent the dream had also provided a particular man to interpret it. Pharaoh agreed with Joseph completely in that the dream and their interpretation were not of human origin. Look at that. Look at that. Since the man Joseph obviously had been given a divine stamp for approval. A divine stamp for approval. Look at that. A divine stamp for approval. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater. Ooh, powerful, isn't it? Look at that. To Pharaoh it seemed only right that someone which the insight and intelligence that Joseph clearly possessed should be the one to administer the plan he suggested. Joseph's responsibilities were very similar to what they had been in Papyri's house, Genesis 39:46, and the prison. The key difference was that the only person in higher position was Pharaoh himself. All right. You remember Joseph in the prison? How they tried to do things to him in prison? How God brought him out of that prison? All right. You remember? The key difference is only the person. Remember when he was in the house? All right. Hindsight tells us that God has been preparing Joseph for the position ever since he arrived in Egypt. From out of that well, out of that field where he was out there bragging on the thing, and how his brothers put him in that well, and from out of that well, from the Mennonites, what an amazing change of status for someone who just 24 hours earlier had been forgotten prisoner. Joseph went from pit to power. Look at that. Genesis 41, 44, not in our printed text, though, record the action taken by Pharaoh in confirming Joseph's new position in Egypt. Joseph diligently carried out the task of amassing grain in preparation for the coming famine. Look at that. What about wise leaders? Wise leaders, when they get information, stuff that is told to them, why don't they prepare and do like they're supposed to for the coming changes and the dangers that are ahead? Oh, wise leaders will follow the directions of which have been given to them in visions from God. All right. And unto Joseph were born two sons before the years of the famine came. Two sons, Joseph. And remember those two names we told you about now? Those two names that we told you about? Two sons that were born to Joseph. You very much know they are Manasseh, and the other one, Ephraim, E-P-H-R-A-I-M. Remember those two names. They will be brought up later. Foreign family. A son is born. Jezebel has a foreign family. He's planting the seeds now for them two sons that's going to be bring a nation out of Egypt when the Egyptians finally drive them out of there because they got so strong and so powerful. You remember, going to be another Pharaoh going to be doing some things. Which ascended the daughter of Potiphar, priest of Urim, buried unto him. Joseph had a son by a foreign lady. How about that? And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said he had made me forget my toils and all my father's house. Look at that. Manasseh seemed like the Hebrew word meaning forget. Example, God caused Joseph to forget the hard times and had characterized his life for the previous 13 years compared to the, and that recorded in relationship to the father's house. This probably means that Joseph no longer held any grudges or ill will toward his brothers since he could be seen in those circumstances in a new light. I want to say something here. I think America has forgotten how it got to be where who it is and who it is. I think America has forgot what it did to all the folks that are in its midst, such as what it did to black folks, what it did to Indians, what it did to Jews, what it did to other people. America has forgot what it has done to a lot of people. I say that with all solidness of mind. America has forgot. And today is a clear example of it. All right, let's go on. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God had caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Ephraim sounds like a Hebrew word, meaning twice fruitful. Twice fruitful. It probably reflects the fact that God had given Joseph two sons. The name likely praised God for the blessing that Joseph was experiencing in Egypt. And furthermore, the name may be celebrated the abundance of land about to be hit by famine. The suggestion once again that Joseph confidently trusted God's provision during the lean time, just as God had brought Joseph through an affliction before Joseph came to anticipate that God would bring him, his family, and all Egypt through a great famine. The name Ephraim also seems to foreshadow the story of Jacob's family in Egypt for generations to come. See Genesis 42 and 7, Exodus 1, 8 and 11. There's going to be a nation coming out of Egypt from the loins of the story of Jacob's family. God would not forget Jacob, Israel, just as God has not forgotten Joseph. Joseph himself was given a new Egyptian name, Genesis, see the commentary, and by implication, Egyptian identity. But he gave both to his son, Hebrew name, Genesis, doing to acknowledge that the present of the vision of God his Hebrew family and his life. Even though all those things were taking place, God was still key in Joseph's life. Look at that. All right. Let's go ahead on to the conclusion. A firm faith on strange soil. A firm faith on strange soil. What do you think when we Africans came out of Africa and came to the country that were being colonized, which is now America, by the Europeans, and what they did to the Africans? What did we hold on to? Are we still holding on to that faith? A question for us black folks in America, in a colonized place called America, colonized by the white Europeans coming out of Europe and other places and all the things that they have did to us. Where is your faith today during this COVID-19 virus? Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Where is your faith? We ask again, love one another, obedient love. Love one another, be obedient, and love each other. The God whom Joseph served and honored is the God we serve and honor today. Look at that. No matter the circumstances, he does not change. Malachi 3:6, he remains in control. Whether we find ourselves in a pit or a palace, he is there. God is with you all the time and all in the situation. Joseph demonstrated radical faith in his God. Even though God might have seemed far away during the 13 years of slavery, God continued to give Joseph evidence that he had not forgotten the imprisoned man. How does your life witness to the same truth? Look at that. Father Jesus, let us pray. Father, help us to be mindful that as you were with Joseph, so you are with us. Strengthen us to greater faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Thank you. Change is constant, but also is God's faithfulness. Change is constant, but so is God's faithfulness. A special, short, brief lesson for you today on the Sunday school lesson for Sunday, September the 13th, the second Sunday in September, obedient love. On behalf of all of us here at House C Production Gospel Block Talk Radio and the Antioch Baptist Church family, we thank you for being with us today. We'll see you again next Sunday. God bless, and God be with you.